Live from a secret location in the heart of Belfast city centre, this is the Belfast Pubcast. I am the kid, Ryan. With me, as always, Rex Quando. Hi, Rex.
Hi, Ryan.
Our aim is to critique all the bars in Belfast. And so, why do we do that, Rex?
To inform the people where to go, who to go with, and whence. I forgot the other ones. We don't need the other ones.
Just whence.
Just whence. Whence.
Inform the people whence. Today's bar is the bar previously known as Auntie Annie's, now known as the Bar with No Name.
The Bar with No Name.
Okay, so the Bar with No Name, Rex, it opened late June, early July, last year, 2014. What was your first impression of the Bar with No Name?
My first impression of the Bar with No Name was the big screens where they showed golf. They showed golf.
What else? What about the atmosphere?
Yeah, it was alright. Can't really say a bad thing about it. Can't really say a good thing about it.
Did you enjoy the wide selection of beer?
Yeah, they had quite a selection, as far as I can tell. We didn't really booze a lot there, did we?
Me and you have only been there once, twice?
I've only been there once. Mm. You've been there a few times.
Yeah, shortly after it opened, me and friend of the podcast, Health, were there. I think it was the same week that it opened, in that garish yellow front.
Yeah, it's not a lot of good things to say about that garish yellow front.
Not really. It catches your eye.
Okay, so that's one good thing.
And that's about it. Yeah, probably looks good in the summer.
It won't look good any season, Ryan. Come on.
It was a big change from the black of Auntie Annie's.
Yeah, it was a big change from the black of Auntie Annie's. So in that case, like, the Bar with No Name does better than the Fly, which just closes and then opens again. Exactly the same thing going on.
But maybe a small sign saying Barney's above the door.
Yeah.
But still being known as the Fly on Facebook.
Now, what was your impression of the Bar with No Name then, Ryan?
I've been in it a couple of times with Health. I was in with Charlie when we were waiting on Health one day as well. Watching the football, it's always good for the football, good atmosphere when that's on. We watched Liverpool get beat by West Ham.
Is that what you judge a bar on?
Liverpool get beat, yeah. That's a good thing.
Good times, apparently. Unless you're a fan of Liverpool, in which case the Bar with No Name would suck a bit.
If you support Liverpool, it already sucks for you, Rex.
They call Auntie Annie's iconic.
Yeah, Auntie Annie's was quite iconic for its live music. It was known primarily, I guess, as a live music venue. It does have an upstairs, which I've never been in. The Empire's very good for live music upstairs.
Yeah, Cliff Gidden had a pretty good live venue going on as well, didn't they?
Was that upstairs? So Auntie Annie's was placed in administration back in June 2010, and then it was closed the end of April 2013. The chain that owned it went into the administration and was then sold in 2011 to the Belfast-based Shine Productions, who does run Limelight and used to run Stiff Kitten as well. They didn't buy the actual pub, Auntie Annie's, but they still ran promotions at it, so that's why administrators decided to close it after they didn't get any offers. I've got some reviews from people
all right
that went to Auntie Annie's back in the day. From Declan F. from Ards. Auntie Annie's is one of the first places I ever had a sneaky little underage drink in. Yes, that's right, people. I am a total rebel. It was always an intriguing place as you walked past it so often when milling around town. So as a bunch of youths, equipped with our siblings and close friends' real ID cards, to here we did head. It's very poetic. Unlike other places where we drank as youngsters, which was mainly streets, this is somewhere I would still go. For me, the best thing about the place is the fact that it is really good for local live music. They always have bands playing every night of the week and will usually have club nights when music is not played live. There is always live sport on in here and the atmosphere downstairs is usually good and bubbly, which is good as no one likes to head out to somewhere that resembles a library. The drinks are everything you would expect and they do a limited range of food, but that is not why people come here. It is for music and to drink on the street on the rare few nice days in Belfast.
Ah.
The Annie's did have a few outside tables. Nothing as fancy or as elaborate as the Bar with No Name has now, which now includes the front of Pizza Hut, which they also bought just to paint the front of it, I guess.
That garish yellow colour. I like that review. It's well written. Tells you everything you need to know about how good Auntie Annie's was. And I guess it still holds true for the Bar with No Name up to a point. Maybe less live music.
The worst review I could find on Auntie Annie's, it was still 2 stars, which is quite good.
Out of 5, though.
Yeah. But it's not one.
It's not one.
So Auntie Annie's is a local pub and rock band venue situated on the Dublin Road. There is no street parking, which is probably a good idea, as this pub sells a nice variety of beers and spirits. Each night the venue plays host to local bands in the upstairs music hall, while on Wednesday you can see a local husband and wife musical act entertain the clients from 10 p.m. onwards. Okay. This would not really be my bar of choice anymore, but I can see why it attracts students and rockers. The place is very shoddy and dark. There is graffiti on the walls, and every available wooden surface has someone's name scratched into it. I think if I were to dance half-tubed on the seats with my top around my head, no one would care or even bat an eyelid. The ladies' toilet needs some work, as they are grubby. In fact, the entire bar has a faint sticky feeling to it. I recently called in at lunchtime to grab a bite, and it was very basic affair on offer. Chips, burgers, wraps or wedges, and nothing much else. Plus the bar was totally empty, except for a drunk man and the bar staff who were arguing over which pubs in Belfast take Euros. My chicken wrap was just that, a bit of chicken inside a wrap. Nice, but far too basic for over £3. Ace for music, but not much else.
Don't go there for food. Well, you can't go there for food anymore.
We'll get on to that later.
Can you? Oh, yes. Well, bar with no name. But they'll do something different now.
It's quite easy to talk about this place for somewhere we've only been in once.
Yeah.
Yes. So the bar with no name does offer a menu. That menu comes from across the road, down the street a little bit, to Opera, the quite good pizza company. We've eaten Opera before.
Yeah, we've eaten Opera before.
You had a dessert. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, it was all right.
And I had Pavarotti's favourite, which was a meat feast pizza. It was very good. It's also bring your own beer in there, as you know. So you've come up with a bit of an idea, because unfortunately the prices are a little bit inflated if you have an Opera pizza whilst you're in the bar with no name. So what's your idea, Rex?
Okay. So if you're in the bar with a name and you want to go for food, you can do two things. Either you can order it at the bar with a name with your beer or your cider or whatever you're having, and you pay a marked up price for the food. You pay a marked up price for the drink, of course, all as always. But what you could do is go to the Tesco Express a little bit down the road, buy yourself a few cans of beer, go to Opera, have your food there. You'll be a lot cheaper off, and then you can go back to the bar with no name once you're no longer hungry. Maybe a bit of a hassle. We should try both having your pizza in the bar with no name and the run around to Tesco, Opera, and then back to the bar and see how it goes. How much money would you save? Would it be worth getting up and about?
So Rex, so you want to talk a bit about golf in the bar with no name? Or just golf in general, Rex? I know you're a big fan.
Not really.
Why not, Rex?
Just tedious to watch, Ryan. What would be good about golf? Why would that be exciting to watch? You should tell me.
There's nothing as exciting as putting a small ball in a small hole.
Right.
Metaphors. Ireland, Northern Ireland, are good at it. World number one, Rory McIlroy, and Graham McDowell with his American accent, and Darren Clark, who loves a cigar and a pint.
Okay, well that sort of explains it. I mean, the Dutch, we're into speed skating, which is very exciting to watch.
But does it last 4 days?
No, it doesn't, thankfully. Nothing should last 4 days.
Yeah.
Not even cricket. Australians are fond of cricket.
And Australia, of course, won this morning quite easily.
Against New Zealand, right?
New Zealand, yeah. So well done to them. Well done to you, Rex. Are you proud?
I'm ecstatic.
A couple of years ago, the Irish Open was played up the north coast in Portrush, and it became the first event on the European Tour to be completely sold out over all 4 days, because the Irish love their golf and they love Rory McIlroy.
Okay, well done.
And Rory McIlroy, of course, is replacing Tiger Woods as EA's main man on the cover of the PGA Tour games. What do you think about Tiger Woods, Rex?
I have no particular thoughts about Tiger Woods, Ryan.
Is it good to cheapen your wife?
I guess not. I wouldn't want my marketability to go down a drain
like that. Your wife.
No, I don't think it's worth it.
So what are your tips to keep your marketability high? If you were golfing star Joost Luiten, how would you maintain your high marketability, Rex?
Oh dear. I just try to get better at what I do. He's not really that great, is he?
He's okay.
Trying to increase his very limited marketability. Oh dear.
So when the Bar with No Name was reopened, it was opened by Jar Limited. And Jar Limited has built up a portfolio of 8 pubs in Belfast. Fountain Tavern, Aether and Echo. When that was reopened, we've had a couple of good nights in there. And, of course, the much maligned by ourselves, Shiro.
Shiro.
Formerly, of course, Irina Nance.
Just very, 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 very try hard. Aether and Echo, on the other hand, is quite good. Just good cocktails, a couple of weird ones, which is always good.
It's high-end, I'd say.
It is a bit high-end.
In a not very high-end part of Belfast. Quite a dodgy-looking back alley.
Yeah. Well, it has its charm. And why has Shiro failed to charm us in the same way, Ryan? Is it just because it's not...
It's quite formulaic. It's quite cold, I find. There's no charm.
And it's probably aimed at...
A more pretentious crowd?
Yeah. It's aimed at the businessman who stays at the Europa Hotel and was told that he should get food either at Dean's or James Street South and then needs a venue to get a drink.
What was it that we had in Shiro? I had some kind of funny brand of cider.
And I had Japanese beer.
Always a winner.
And we looked at the menu there, the drinks menu, and saw a lot of dodgy stuff.
Yeah.
Champagne cocktails.
You know where does a great champagne cocktail, Rex? That great Japanese restaurant on Botanic, Sakura.
Oh, yeah.
It does a brilliant Golden Charles.
Golden Charles. Yeah, but you wouldn't pay 30 quid for it, would you?
No, I certainly would not.
And then you could also pay 9 quid for a rum and coke, which they call their special version of a Cuba Libre.
Yeah.
It was their own special spice mix that they add to it.
So I've got some TripAdvisor reviews here from the Bar with No Name. Here's a 5-star review from only 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Or so. From a lovely lady from Kalamazoo in Michigan. Had a great time. Music was good. Drinks were good. And reasonably priced. Thus far, have had the most fun at this bar. That rhymes. There is an upstairs and a downstairs at the bar. Great fun.
Okay, well done.
And then let's go to the 14th of December last year for our only 1-star review. And it's titled, Very Rude Bouncer. So my friend and I attempted to visit the Bar with No Name last weekend just before 12 a.m. We were denied entry and told no one else is allowed in. When asked why, we were then told, because. In a very rude manner. We totally understand that if it's too late, or if a bar is at capacity, that we won't be able to enter, but we were shocked and upset by how we were spoken to by this large, rude and arrogant man, quite clearly on a power trip. We did hang around to wait for our friends who had been inside all night at the gig, and while waiting, we attempted to get answers, which I can understand can be annoying. We were called melters. My friend said, you don't know us, please don't be calling us insulting names. And he said, well, if I did know yous, I know I wouldn't like you. Went on to tell us to leave, in more rude terms. I didn't know the bouncer had control of who stands on the path outside the bar, and now wish I hadn't left until I spoke to a member of management. As we waited, a girl who clearly wasn't a member of staff strode freely into the bar. We asked why she wasn't denied entry and we were told, she's one of the barman's missus. Are any of you going out with a barman? This is completely unacceptable and disappointing that a bouncer can ruin the reputation of a nice bar with the patronizing and cheeky attitudes. Your thoughts, Rex?
Oh dear.
Have you had any run-ins with door staff in Belfast?
Once I was denied entry to Filthy's, but that bar was at capacity, clearly. Or it was because it was already 12:30. How about you, Ryan?
I was denied entry. Me, friend of the podcast, Ollie, and little Selden were denied entry to the apartment because Selden and Ollie didn't have their ID on them.
Oh, yeah. I've had one run-in at the apartment as well.
Yeah?
That was with Nemanja.
What happened there?
Didn't have his ID on him, and we got denied entry because he looked too young.
So, Rex, who would you recommend the bar with no name to?
Well, I think I could recommend it to people who like to watch sports. Like any sport. Does golf count?
Yeah, of course it counts, Rex.
Of course it counts.
It's in the Olympics, it's a sport.
Okay. Well, if it's in the Olympics, yeah. If it's in the Olympics, I guess it's a sport. People who really, really like the color yellow. And who would you recommend the bar with a name to?
I would recommend it to anyone who wants to see a gig. When there are gigs on, because I've heard very good things about the upstairs. And people who like a wide selection of craft beers and golf on a Sunday night.
You people are weird.
Well, I've been Ryan the Kid. He's been...
Rex Quando, apparently.
And this has been the Belfast Pubcast. We'll see you next week when we will be critiquing a special on the Merchant Hotel involving... The Clothier and Bert's Jazz Bar.
Oh yeah.
Bye bye.
Bye.
I like the last one we did.
Oh. Yep. He said so. Well, what's the plan, Ryan? Oh, yeah, you're...
And I'm not getting my sugar. Four cups of tea. Are you excited to see Kevin? I suppose you see him all the time.
I see him all the time. I'm not particularly fussed. But it's nice to see him in a non-work-related
environment.